Well, good Monday morning, church. It is great to be with you on a brand new week. I surely enjoyed our time together yesterday in church. This morning, we're going to get right to it with our reading from Psalm 86. God's saving word today is faith, and this psalm is an individual lament expressing a plea for God's help. It includes a hymn of praise and then concludes with an affirmation of God's love and faithfulness. So let's begin. Listen to me, Lord, and answer me, for I am helpless and weak. Save me from death, because I am loyal to you. Save me, for I am your servant, and I trust you. You are my God, so be merciful to me. I pray to you all day long. Make your servant glad, O Lord, because my prayers go up to you. You are good to us and forgiving, full of constant love for all who pray to you. Listen, Lord, to my prayer. Hear my cries for help. I call to you in times of trouble because you answer my prayers. There is no God like you, O Lord. Not one has done what you have done. All the nations that you have created will come and bow down to you. They will praise your greatness. You are mighty and do wonderful things. You alone are God. Teach me, Lord, what you want me to do, and I will obey you faithfully. Teach me to serve you with complete devotion. I will praise you with all my heart, O Lord my God. I will proclaim your greatness forever. How great is your constant love for me! You have saved me from the grave itself. Proud people are coming against me, O God. A cruel gang is trying to kill me. People who pay no attention to you, but you, O Lord, are a merciful and loving God, always patient, always kind and faithful. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Strengthen me and save me, because I serve you just as my mother did. Show me proof of your goodness, O Lord. Those who hate me will be ashamed when they see that you have given me comfort and help. Today's key verse is Psalm 86, verse 15, where it says, "But you, O Lord, are a merciful and loving God, always patient, always kind, and faithful." You know, as we said at the introduction, that in verses 8 through 13, we have a hymn of praise that ends with an affirmation of God's love and faithfulness. And it occurred to me as we were reading this that, you know, so many times when we fall into trouble, we go to our God in prayer. Oh, God, help me out. God, you have to do this for me. Oh, God, I need your help here. And what David does is he just, in the midst of all of that, he just begins to sing a song to God, just begins to praise and worship God. And I have a feeling that if in the midst of all of our problems for which we're taking to God in prayer, if we would just stop and begin to praise him and worship him and sing a song of his greatness and faithfulness to us, that many of our problems would seem greatly diminished in light of his faithfulness towards us. Let us pray. God of comfort and help, you are merciful and loving, always kind and faithful. Turn to me and hear my prayers. Teach me, Lord God, what you want me to do. Teach me to obey you faithfully and to serve you with complete devotion. Amen. Well, tomorrow we'll be back in Hebrews chapter 13, and so I'm looking forward to that. But until then, keep looking up, keep looking to God. The answer to your prayers is on its way. God bless.